This is Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omni Radio News at 11. I am Romeo Togba. Good morning. Internal Affairs Minister Desiné Vanni Salif says if confirmed, he will work with the legislature to conduct chieftaincy elections in Liberia. Mr. Salif said for too long there has been no elections of traditional leaders, a situation he described as causing problems for the smooth running of local government. Mr. Salif said chieftaincy elections will help the government to address the many overlaps in the local government system. The Internal Affairs Minister designate noted that the election will help the government cut down on wage bill, noting that some chiefs presently do not constitutionally preside over legitimate jurisdiction. The Liberian National Bar Association says it has set up a human rights resource center to keep the public abreast on how to handle human rights matters. The association's executive director, Edward Bonwinko, told Omni Radio News that the center will benefit law students and those interested in legal matters. Mr. Bonwinko said the center has experienced people who are ready to give guidance and direction regarding the full understanding of human rights matters. The Speaker of the House of Representatives reportedly escaped unharmed on Monday when some protesting students of the University of Liberia attacked and damaged his official vehicle. The Director of Public Affairs in the Speaker's office, Bobby Addison, told Omni Radio that the buffer chamber's security guards whisked him away minutes before the angry mob attacked his vehicle. Addison further explained that the Speaker had gone to defend the campus of the University of Liberia in an attempt to mediate between the students and the administration, having been protesting since Friday over their alleged denial of registration. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. North Korea appears to have held a low-key military parade a day ahead of the opening of the Winter Olympics in the South Korean officials have been saying. The North then boasts of its parade, but reports of it one appeared to surface after it had taken place. The event is usually held in April. Moving it ahead had been seen as a setback in the warming of ties over the Olympics. But the South Korean announced on Thursday its president will meet with the North Korean Olympic delegation on Saturday. The U.S. has launched a rare airstrike in eastern Syria to threaten attack of Allied Kurdish and Arab fighters by forces aligned to the Syrian government. Up to 100 pro-government fighters were killed. Some 500 fighters have been trying to take grounds captured from the Islamic State by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. SDF and government forces control areas on either side of the River Euphrates in the Deir Arab region. Some U.S. forces are embedded with the SDF, but they have suffered no casualty. And a campaign group fighting to keep the UK in the EU has received £400,000 from the billionaire U.S. investor George Soros. Mr. Soros made a donation to the Best for Britain through one of his foundations. The Daily Telegraph says the group will launch an advertising later this month to rally public opinion and convince members of parliament to vote against the final Brexit deal. The Best for Britain chairman, Lord Mallox Brown, a former Labour minister, said Mr. Soros was a valued supporter, but some donors had made enormous contributions. That's the Omni Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIU, you can log on to www.omiu.org, facebook.com/omiu2003, or twitter/omiunews. I'm Romeo Togba. Good morning.